Magandang gabi po sa inyo, mga kababayan. Naririto na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samotsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay huling linggo ng Enero, Petsa 29 na, at ilang araw na lang ay bagong buwan na naman ang Pebrero. At siyempre pa po, hindi natin tatapusin ang buwan nang hindi tayo nagpo-programa. Kami pong dalawa ni Joe ang makakapiling ninyo ngayong hapon. Kaya dyan lang po kayo, huwag kayong aalis, at we are doing our very best to give you something different every time. Kumusta ka na, Joe?
Ayan, magandang hapon po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa Samotsari ngayon. At kami po ay nagagalak na naman na maghatid sa inyo ng iba't ibang samot-saring balita at balitaktakan. At syempre pa po, sana po ay nag-enjoy kayo dahil long weekend. Bukas eh, wala na namang pasok, di ba?
Oo. Apat araw o tatlo lang naman pala. Tatlong araw tayong medyo naglalami-lamyerda ng konti.
At next week din po ay long weekend, kaya sana po ay mag-enjoy kayo sa mga gagawin niyong mga activities. At sana ang mga weather naman ay talagang maging maganda, di ba? Siyempre pa po, next week po, antabayanan niyo po ang aming Inspire Productions na aming i-interviewin sila Ludwig po para sa kanilang mga susunod na activities. Eh, yan ang kapanapanabik na basket boleros dito sa New Zealand. Mga all-star cast na mga basketboleros ng mga artista sa Pilipinas ay pupunta po dito sa Auckland sa February 11. So if you don't wanna miss it, just buy the tickets. You can find them at Event Finder, and you can also search Facebook page or the Instagram page, Inspire Productions with the Z po, Pinoy Basketboleros. Ayan po.
At syempre pa po, mamaya panggitin din namin po ang details at kung sino-sino yung may mga darating. Kasama po yan sa programa namin ngayon. Para madali ninyong makita, hindi lang kayo maghahanap. Kung kayo nakikinig ngayon, definitely kumpleto po ang impormasyon namin. Ayan. So, Joe, ngayong hapon, mayroon po tayong 10 adrenaline-packed activities to try in New Zealand. Sigurado po masisihan ang ating mga tagapakinig, hindi lamang dito sa New Zealand, at hopefully yung mga nakikinig sa atin sa ibang bansa ay mawili at subukin ang mga adrenaline-packed activities na ito. Sampu po iyan, so pagyan po ninyong mabuti dahil pwede naman kayong mamili kung ano lang gusto nyo, or kung talagang mahilig kayo, lahat ng mga ipapakilala namin sa inyong sport or activities dito sa New Zealand, pwede nyo pong subukan.
Yan
po ay mula sa skydiving, bungee jumping, zip lining and skiing, talaga pong walang shortage ng adrenaline-fueled activities dito sa New Zealand. Renowned na renowned po ang New Zealand as the home to hare racing activities. When it comes to rushes and adventure, thrill seekers worldwide flock to this enchanting place every year po yan. At yun nga, ang iba mag-skydiving, ang iba mag-bungee jumping, ang iba naman zip lining and skiing. At talaga pong walang shortage ang New Zealand ng ganitong mga activities. Ito po ang 10 nail-biting activities dito sa magical destination na walang iba kung hindi ang New Zealand, kung saan ang inyong mga puso ay maghahabulan, maging yan ay sa lupa, sa dagat o on air. Ang unang-una po ay ang skydiving. New Zealand is the go-to spot for anyone with skydiving on their bucket list. Kasi po dito sa New Zealand talagang widespread ang skydiving sites. Ang ilan dyan ay fitness to skydive globally. What's more, there devils have numerous alternatives when it comes to scenes. Siyempre po sa Queenstown and Wanaka, which are the best sites for this dazzling cliff and lake scenery. Soaring through the air, guests can adore the 360-degree sights of the gleaming ice flow, and with the jaw-dropping vistas, risk-takers can be sure to marvel at the attractiveness this utopia carries. From Lake Taupo po, ang mga guests ay siguradong makakaptivate ng ambience naman ng volcanoes, the lake itself, and forests. Ayan.
Ayan. Isa pa po sa mga kaiga-inganyong activities ay ang white water rafting. Pag po kayo pumunta sa New Zealand, lalo na sa mga turista o kahit naman sa mga nandito po na local na residente, isa pong pinakamagandang gawin ay mag-participate po sa Most Love Heart Pumping activities kagaya ng white water rafting. With its exhilarating ridges and abysses, rafters head to this place to get a taste of this stirring encounter that is not meant for the faint-hearted. Whether as a pro on the rapids or a complete newbie, various tours cater to multiple levels of climax. Braving the Tutaya Fall, the highest commercial waterfall in the world with rapids of the 7 meter, is ideal for the most skilled rafters.
Ayan. At ang isa pa po ay ang caving naman. Dahil po marami talagang undiscovered gems waiting to be located, talagang New Zealand ang pinaka-sensational na bansang madidiskubre ninyo kung kayo mga hindi pa nakakarating ng New Zealand or kahit na yung mga nandito na ng mga kabayan natin at iba pang lahi na dito na nakatira pero hindi pa nakasubok nito, meron pong underground na mga lugar-lugar at meron ding sa ibabaw, sa lupa lang. From a nostalgic drift through a glow-worm cave to an electrifying rope-dangling, cavers are sure to have a great time. Isa po dyan ay ang Waitomo. Famous spot po yan for caving na nag-o-offer ng iba't ibang encounters for travelers depending on how bold one feels. Kung kayo po ay gustong maglakad lang through the caves, gusto ninyong subukan ng black water rafting or abseil through the complex, ito po talagang lugar na ito ang magbibigay sa inyo ng talagang magagaling na good time.
Yan. Maganda po yan. Nakapunta po ako dyan sa Waitomo Caves. Yan, yung mga glowworms. Nako, isa sa iba talaga yan. Yun nga lang, hindi mo mapipicturean kasi hindi mo makikita yung glow in the dark. Yung mga telepono. At yan talaga, it's for experience sake. Diba? So, yan. Kasi talagang kailangan madilim para makita yung glow in the dark ng mga glowworms. Isa pa po sa mga kainga-inganyong activities na pwede nyong gawin sa New Zealand ay ang sky jumping. Ayan po ay throughout the years, adventurers stream to this wonderland to get a rush of blood from the iconic sky tower. Nako, sa Auckland po yan matatagpuan. In the city's adrenaline core, madcaps will admire the scenic backdrop from above and consume its charisma as they plunge through this near-heart-stopping experience dyan po sa Sky Tower.
Mm-hmm. At ang isa pa po naman dyan ay yung tinatawag na zip lining. Another excellent way po yan na mag-spend kayo ng inyong panahon dito sa mystical land na kung saan papunta ka, mag-i-enjoy kayo sa nature. ziplining through the trees with a racing heart and relishing the lovely backdrop from a bird's outlook. Sa itaas po, makikita ng mga explorers at pwede nilang i-exploit at pwede silang mag-soak sa extraordinary flora and fauna ng New Zealand. Iba't ibang matataas na anong tawag yan sa mga dahon na yan, parang ferns yan, mga ferns at mga bulaklak, marami po yan dito sa New Zealand. And kaya ang isa pong kung maaga kayong mag-start sa pagpunta sa lugar na yan kung saan kayo makakakita niyan, umagang-umaga pa ang paggising ninyo, ang makikita na agad ninyo ay yan, fresh air and enjoy the hush and serenity na galing sa nature. Alternatively, yun naman pong ibang mga sightseers, sa gabi naman ang ginagawa nilang excursion at nakikinig naman sila or nakikikanta sila sa mga melodious birds sa mga canopies ng mga kakahuyan. At isa pa po dyan naman ay ang bungee jumping. Nakasubok ka na ba niyan, Jo?
Naku, hindi pa, tita. Nakakakot.
Ayan, yan pong bungee jumping. Every year yan, maraming mga tourist na cliffhangers ang tawag nila dito sa spot na ito na kahit na minsan mo lang na mapuntahan sa iyong buong buhay ay talagang parang ang iyong dugo ay mukhang makukulot kasi talagang ibang klaseng experience. Iba-iba pong diverse destinations at iba't ibang klase din ng bungee jumps ang offered ng New Zealand. At ang mga turista po, kung sino mang mga Pinoy na gustong maglakwat sa at gustong gawin yan o masubukan naman yan, ay talagang maiinggan nyo po kayo. Usually po sa Queensland yan, at ang sensation seekers, pwede silang lumundag and then mula sa itaas, 43 meters drive daw sa Kawarau Bridge. Ang laki nun, ang taas nun, 43 meters high. Ako yata hindi susubok nun. And hitting the 134 meter height of Nevis, iba na namang lugar ito. Another exciting free fall in a storm of pure adrenaline kick and fear. Ibig sabihin, itatapon kayo mula sa itaas na 134 meter height. Ay naku, Diyos ko, ang babagsakan mo, ang layo-layo. Palagay ko ako, mahalos mamamatay na sa takot.
Ayan, nako, isa pa po ang canyon swinging, ziplining, swimming, and abseiling down New Zealand's panoramic canyons, defined canyon swinging. It is the perfect adventure for those seeking to get a blood pumping from leaping off a tall cliff to abseiling down the rapids and gliding in the tranquil waters of the rock pools. Visitors get to explore the magnificence in this enchanted zone with no storage of activities to get the hair standing. Adrenaline busters can enjoy the best this homeland offers to the last drop. Ayan, maganda siguro itong gawin lahat ng mga activities na to during summer time na ngayon nga po.
Oo. Ayan, ang isa pa dyan, yung jet boating naman. Talagang marami po kasing streams and lakes dito sa New Zealand. Kaya kung gusto ninyong mag-jet boating, isa po yan sa mga fantastic intense water sports na talagang ang puso ninyo ay parang nasa utopia. Ang mga bisita o gustong maka-experience niyan ay magkakaroon ng rip-roaring ride with a unique blend of beauty and power as they maneuver from the narrow water segments to blasting white vast watered-down spaces. Ang isa po dyan ay ang Queenstown's Shotover Jets na 360 degrees twirl sa bangka through the heart steering tour. Grabe ano.
We also Queenstown have
po yan.
We also have heli skiing, being home to the Southern Alps in New Zealand. Ang snowboarding po at ang skiing grounds. So sikat din po ang mountains nito. Ito naman ay every winter, 'di ba? So ski through the outstanding soaring backdrop and admirably diverse treeless landscape with madcaps getting to create their trail through this spot. One thing that is guaranteed is an unforgettable adrenaline fueled fun when you do the heli skiing. So syempre, ibig sabihin, dadaling kayo ng helicopter sa taas ng mountain, then you do skiing down. Isa pa po ang mountain climbing. Yan po ang number one dito na ginagawa sa New Zealand. Mostly trekking, bushwalking, mountain climbing. So sa lahat po ng mga fanatics dyan, especially sa mga explorer po ng mga cliffs and mountains. Ayan, kung Dora the Explorer po kayo. Ayan, so one of the things that you shouldn't miss doing in New Zealand is to have mountain climbing. It's no surprise that adrenaline junkies on vacation flock to this place from all corners of the planet to pursue and explore the Southern Alps mountain range. With every step to the top, thrillers can glance back and marvel at the spine-tingling panorama of this beautiful land. Yan, madami pa gawin dito sa New Zealand. Kaya yung mga turista po, kung kayo po'y naghahanap, at kung meron kayo mga ipapasyal na turista, ayan po ang mga suggestion na pwede niyong gawin dito sa New Zealand.
Ako nga, naka-tatlong beses na akong pumunta dun sa glowworm caves kasi iba't ibang bisita ko. Ay natural, pag sinamahan mo, sasabihin ay, sama ka na rin kasi baka maligaw kami. Sama na naman ako. Pero hindi nakakasawa.
Totoo. Ayan, magtutuloy po kami na isang magandang tugtugin. Diyan po naman kayo. Antabayanan niyo yung mga susunod naming kaganapan.
Hey guys, this is Gerald Anderson. Nandito kami ngayon sa practice namin kasi pupunta kami dyan sa Auckland, New Zealand. February 11, meron kami celebrity game for you guys. So we're coming and see you soon. See you guys there. Kita kits. God bless.
Andiyan pala kayo. Kumusta kayo dyan, mga Pinoy sa New Zealand? Alam nyo ba na may super discount pa sa ating mga tickets? 50 na lang ang silver, 92 ang gold, 112 ang VIP. Tsaka marami pa daw po kami surpresa sa inyo. Kaya abangan nyo kami dyan sa February 11 sa Auckland, New Zealand. Let's go!
Sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin dyan sa Auckland, New Zealand, magkita-kita po tayo. Mark the date. Mark your calendar. February 11. Kita-kits tayo dyan sa Auckland. Kasama natin mga tropa natin dito na mga artista friends na rin. At nandiyan kami para pasayahin kayo. Kaya enjoy lang. Kumuha na kayo ng mga tickets ninyo. And kita-kits tayo. Share it out.
Basketball, basketball, I'm
Quezon Gablagman, and iniimbitahan po namin kayo manood ng celebrity basketball namin sa Feb 11 po yan sa Oakland, New Zealand. I hope to see you guys there, and take care, because we care. God bless.
Sa mga kababayan natin dyan sa Oakland, New Zealand, ako, matutuwa kayo, mag-e-enjoy kayo, punong-puno ng kasiyahan ng gabi ng February 11, 2023. Magkita-kita po tayo dyan sa Oakland, New Zealand, mga kababayan, celebrity basketball. See you there!
At tayo po dadako na sa ating local news. How to live sustainability or how to live sustainably without losing quality of life. As Aotearoa edges another year closer to its 2030 emission reduction targets, most New Zealanders agree they need to change their behavior to make the difference for the planet. Yet, many people still don't make meaningful change. And research from the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority, or EECA, could explain why. Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority, ang latest quarterly consumer monitor po, found out that while 70% of people agree they need to make changes to their energy use to address climate change, 41% think that's hard to do without reducing their quality of life. But sustainable living advocate Kate Hall, also known as Ethically Kate, says she's found being more conscious of the planet has improved her day-to-day life. I have people to tell me the climate crisis isn't real, blah blah blah. Why are you living like this? And I say to them, even if you are right, which would be great, I would actually still live this way because it benefits me so much, emotionally, mentally, physically. That's why I'm stuck at this way of sustainable living. And that's why I see a lot of other people continue going down the journey of it because it feels right, it feels good. Yan po si Ethically Kate. Hall says that while it can seem difficult to make lifestyle changes, people need to move away from the mindset of thinking they have to either do it all or not at all when it comes to living sustainably. She says New Year is a great time for a reset and for people to start thinking about their values. She also encourages people to talk to others about how they're making better choices for people and the planet. These conversations then lead to mindset change, which leads to sustainable actions that will actually stick. Sabi po yan ni Kate. I also encourage people, whenever they're going to buy something in 2023, to just stop for a second and see if they have already something like this in their home that would fulfill the purpose. And if they do need it, how they can buy it just a little bit better. And so this year, ito po ang idea of buying better. When it comes to buying better, Christine Langdon, co-founder of Sustainable Gifting Service, The Good Registry, says 2023 is a good year for people to think differently about their shop and how they go about gifting. So often, we're giving people things that they don't want or need. And we know that there's a massive cost to the environment, she says. We see things that are manufactured often offshore, and there's all of the emissions and production of those products, and then they're shipped to New Zealand, and there's emissions again, and then there's wrapping and packaging and distribution around New Zealand, And then often, those things end up in a landfill. Totoo nga naman. Nasubukan mo ba yan, Jo?
Siyempre, ano, magandang magbulay-bulay tayo na kung paano nga ba magiging sustainable ang ating lifestyle choices. Mm-hmm. Lalo na yan. Yan. At saka, alam ko, tita, marami pang balita. Bukod ako, bukod dyan, at bago ko sa isa pang balita na inihanda mo. Meron ako na laman na ngayon lang, nitong linggo lang na to, na yun daw electric bus in Auckland na dito sa New Zealand. O, diba? Ng Auckland Trans. Para daw mawala ang zero emission naman.
I see. Oo.
It is located on Morin Road, Panmure, hidden behind a group of industrial buildings. The depot has 35 buses with chargers to keep them running. O, diba?
Oo.
Chronic. Mm. Ang tanong, gaano kaya karami, kalaki o tagal ang itatagal nun? Pero ang sabi dito, ang electric bus daw na isa, average, saves about 5.3 to 6.2 tons of carbon dioxide emissions. And their batteries are charged overnight lang daw po. Could travel
overnight lang
850 kilometers a day.
Oh. Ha? So tipid nga naman.
Oo. So, New Zealand Bus and Vector will officially open the space and gave the reporters a rundown on how the fleet would impact the Auckland's carbon emissions. Isa pong magandang balita yan. So, 100% fully electrified po yan. You won't see diesel tanks anywhere. Sabing ganun. So, meron na po silang 155 electronic or electric buses on the road throughout New Zealand with 58 in Auckland. So, all over by the end of 2023, may mga around 100 electric buses na sa Auckland with plans to increase the fleet to 175 over the next couple of years. So, sana nga magkatotoo yan para siyempre maging maganda naman ang progression dito ng carbon emission tungin sa ating environment. So, magandang balita po yan. Yung parang mga color na light blue na bus, yun pa yun. Itsura nila na electric bus.
Actually, nung last weekend, nakadaan ako sa Panmure dahil galing ako sa bandang anong simbahan yun, sa eastern side. Nag-attend ng presentation, and pagdaan ko ng Panmure, naligaw ako kasi ang laki na ng area. Most kamuntik na ako nakapasok dun sa depo na yun na malaki. Kasi nag-iba ang nagbago at nag-iba ang traffic situation. So yung dapat na diretso kong pinupuntahan, yung pala nakapasok ko, ayun, one way. So nako, bigla ako nag-hazard. Apat ang pasahero ko. Laki ng kotse ko. Mabuti yung dumarating na makakasalubong ko, nag-stop at nag-hazard din siya. Tumatawa at kinakawayan ako. Yun, so nakaikot ako. Ang ginawa ko, bumalik nila ako sa pinanggalingan ko dahil ayaw ko nang mag-stay doon para kumaliwa. Baka magkamali na naman ako ulit. Yung bumalik ako sa pinanggalingan ko, lumabas ako sa utaho.
Yan, ako. Siyempre, congratulate din natin, tita. Siyempre, last week sinabi natin na nagbitiw na si Jacinda. Ngayon po, ang nag-sworn na po ang bagong Prime Minister, si Hipkins. Ayan, diba?
Chris Hipkins
na po. Sa mga hindi nakakakilala, sino ba si Chris Hipkins, tita? taga Island ata ito eh. Hindi yun taga Auckland. Hindi ko lang matandaan kung saan.
Siya po ang pang 41st Prime Minister po natin. So, nag-sworn po siya last Wednesday. Siya po ay 44 years old. At sabi niya po, magpo-focus daw po siya sa ekonomiya. In what he described as the pandemic of inflation. So, he will have less than 9 months po para maglingkod, para bago mag-re-election po. So, siya po ay under sa Labor Party. At sabi nga po, siya po ay known by the nickname Chippy. Ayan. Which fits in with his upbeat demeanor and skills as an amateur handyman. He served as an education and police minister under Jacinda Ardern's term and become prominent during COVID-19 pandemic when he took the kind of crisis management role. So, yun po ang ating bagong prime minister po ngayon. Si Chris.
Actually, tatapusin niya lang ang termino po ni Jacinda until election.
Yeah.
And obviously, siya ang doon sa mga nag-attend ng meeting ng representatives ng Labor Party yung mga few weeks, siya nakakuha ng pinakamalaking boto. Kaya siya nag-qualify na mag-continue ng term na iniwan ni Jacinda until the election in October.
Oo, tama.
So din. Oo. Mm-mm.
At syempre, tayo po ay maging kaakibat sa pagbabago at pagtungo nga at malampasan natin yung inflation, makiayon at makisama tayo sa mga government gawain.
Dapat, oo. Dahil talagang sa ngayon, in fact, ang ating, as far as house selling is concerned, ang interest rates from 2.49% tumaas to 7%. And at least from this year daw, maaring whole of this year and maaring until next year, baka tataas pa rin ang interest rates. Mm-hmm. So, ang mga house prices naman ay bumababa o hindi ka makakatinda dahil hindi maka-afford ang mangungutang.
So, mahirap. Oo,
mahirap. So, sana nga magtulungan lahat ng mga tao dito sa New Zealand. Kunti lang tayo, 5 million lang. Sana magkaisa-isa tayo para hindi natin abutin ng another 2 years na taghirap.
And speaking of economy, isa pong magandang balita ay last week lang po ginanap ang celebration ng Chinese New Year sa Auckland po. So marami pong dumalo niyan at Year of the Rabbit po ngayon, taon na ito. One of the carnival was held last week Sunday sa Takapuna Beach sa North Shore po. At marami pong local businesses at residents at visitors na pumunta. Andun ang Chinese Ambassador ng New Zealand, si Wang Xiaolong, Chinese Consul General ng Auckland, si Chen Shihe, at Chairperson ng Devonport Takapuna ng local board Tony Van Thunder and CEO of Takapuna Beach Business Association Terence Harpur. Ayan po, marami pong nagpunta doon. May mga wonderful artistic performances to showcase Chinese culture and there were a lot of activities to bring happiness with families and friends sa beautiful beach po sa Takapuna. Ayan, so happy Year of the Rabbit po po. And hopefully, this year will bring us a good good year for successful and economy between the countries in our social systems, histories, cultures, and development. Yan nga po ang kanilang ipinahayag. Isa po pong balita ay ito pong study reveals long COVID symptoms are misunderstood daw po. So sa mga Kiwis na may long COVID symptoms, hindi pa masyado na papaliwanag ng mga health professionals. Pero 1 in 5 participants reported having symptoms of long COVID, including shortness of breath, muscles, aches, and brain fog, and kahit po joint pain daw po. So, nasa publication po yan nga na ginawa ng Victoria University sa Wellington. So, Maori Pacifica and disabled people were also most likely to record barriers to healthcare when they had the virus, according naman yan sa One News. The results of the study has prompted recommendations that the call for government to develop a consumer-led long COVID service. Those with pre-existing heart disease or high BMI are also found to be more risk of developing long COVID symptoms. The study, other major findings were also groups who reported disproportionately impacted by COVID-19. That they found that Maori and Pacifica and disabled people face more emotional and physical challenges due to the COVID-19 than any other participants. Although marami pong nakaapektuhan ng COVID-19 and financially, socially, health and populations and all over the world po yan. Pero dito po sa New Zealand, these groups were reported more difficulty accessing the GP, higher levels of anxiety, and even depression, and as well as financial stress. So, yan po, information for the study was collected from people who caught COVID from December 1, 2021, with in-depth interviews with 52 people from MOH. Ayan po. Magbabalik po kami ngayon, maya-maya lamang po, at bibigyan po, namin kayo ng iba pong balita. Diyan muna po kayo, at meron po kaming ilang inahandang musika.
Sa mga kabayan namin sa New Zealand, magkita kita tayo February 11. Sa mga hindi pa nakakabili ng tickets, pumili na kayo dahil ang basketballeros maglalaro sa Auckland, New Zealand. Kahit nasa labas pa po kayo ng Auckland, bumili kayo ng tickets at marami kayong sorpresang makikita at mapapanood sa halftime. Kita-kits!
Hey, what's up, guys? So it's me, Marco Gumabao, and I am inviting you all to watch our basketball game on February 11, 2023, Giants of New Zealand, Auckland. So sa lahat ng mga makakalaban namin, mag-practice na po kayo dahil gagalingan po natin. So ayun po, sa lahat ng mga kababayan po natin, Giants, please buy your tickets now, and I hope to see you soon. You will all enjoy. Happy holidays, and always take care. Peace. See you soon.
Hi, Samotsari followers. This is Angela Tin, and this is my original song, WLPMK, Walang Label Pero Mahal Kita. Sa lahat ng mga nagmamahal dyan, kahit wala naman kayo, ay, this is for you. Enjoy!
Ayan,
yan. Ako, tita. Meron po kami mga inihandang anunsyo po ngayon. Huwag po niyong kalilimutan na in observance for the holidays, ang embassy po ay sarado sa February 6 po, Waitangi Day. For urgent matters, call the duty officer at mobile number 0220-7465. Again, 0220-7465. Ano po ba ang inihanda mo, tita?
Ito po at dadako na sa ating Buhay Pinoy. Reminder po na merong mental health awareness and well-being wherein two Filipino doctors or doctorate degrees, Dr. Cheryl Buhay and Dr. Tony Fernando are the ones on top of this mental health awareness and well-being seminar. Gagawin po yan sa January 28 from 2 to 4 p.m. sa St. Mark's Parish Pakuranga, which is at 334 Pakuranga Road, Pakuranga Heights. Mag-attend po kayo at napakaganda po niyan. At syempre pa, eto na ang basketboleros. Yung kaninang binanggit na ni Joe na kung saan ninyo hahanapin, nandito po meron tayo. Yan ay gaganapin sa Event Finda Stadium, North Shore City dito sa Oakland. February 11 po naman yan, Saturday, from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the evening. That is brought to you by Inspire Productions, headed by Ludwig Peralta, who is one of our Samot Sari Radio
supporters. Co-hosts.
Ay?
Supporters, yeah. At ito po po ang basketboleros po ay magsisimula ng alas 6 po yan. Alas 6 ng hapon sa February 11 po. Yan po ay Sabado. And tickets are from VIP $112. And there's also gold $92 and silver $50. 4 years and below po ay libre po. Every ticket holder will have the chance to win a dinner date with the celebrities. Ayan po. And 1,000 worth of prizes via raffle draws during the halftime. Sino-sino nga ba ang pupunta dito sa New Zealand para makilaro? Ayan po ay si Gerald Anderson. Ayan. Marco Gumabaw. JC De Vera. Joseph Marco. Joros Gamboa. Jerome Ponce. Gab Lagman. Archie Alemania and Joe Vargas. Ito po ay i-host po ni Aisha Agkawili. And what do we expect to have during those that event po? Mayroon po mga food trucks, parade of the celebrities, and andun din po si Angela Teen, our very own host. Perform po siya doon. Sana po manood po kayo. At meron din pong New Zealand Kids Basketball bago magsimula ang game ng mga celebrities. Halftime show includes dancers, raffles, giveaways ng event shirts, games, and of course meet and greet with the celebrity. We bring a bit of home, familiarity, and joy to the hard-working Filipinos in New Zealand. A fun basketball exhibition game with known Filipino celebrities against New Zealand Filipino basketball players. The sport that has become a social event where everyone come together to play and or watch. Ayan, so ibig sabihin po, ang makakalaban nila ay mga basketboleros naman dito sa New Zealand. Sa Auckland, sa iba't ibang parte po ng New Zealand. Sa Auckland, sa Christchurch, South Island po, Ayan, Hamilton.
Mga prop. Pili. Yung mga pinakamagagaling naman natin dito.
Oh, mga pinili. Hindi natin alam kung paano nasala yan. Pero for sure, magagaling talaga yan. At next week, malalaman nyo kung sino-sino yung mga yan. At pwede nating imbitahan yan sa mga susunod pang pagkakataon na meron. Pero for sure, next week, andito si Ludwig po. At ang Inspire Production. Yan. Tita, may inihanda ka bang Philippine News?
Oo, meron.
Take it away.
At tayo dadako na sa ating Philippine News. Ito po, Philippines posted above target GDP growth of 7.6% in 2022. The Philippines' gross domestic product grew by 7.2% in the fourth quarter of 2022, resulting in a 7.6% full-year growth, according to the Philippine Statistics Authority. The preliminary figure for 2022 surpasses the government's target gross domestic product growth range of 6.5% to 7.5%. National statistician Dennis Mapa said in a press briefing that the main contributors to the fourth quarter 2022 growth were wholesale and retail, trade and repair of motor vehicles and motorcycles, financial and insurance activities, and manufacturing. For the full year, the industries that contributed the most to the annual growth were wholesale and retail, trade and repair of motor vehicles and motorcycles, manufacturing and construction. In 2022, the industry sector grew by 6.7%, services sector by 9.2%, and agriculture, forestry, and fishing sector by 0.5%. Economic Planning Secretary Atenio Sacan attributed the stellar fourth quarter performance to pent-up demand following the lifting of pandemic restrictions and full reopening in the last 3 months of the year. Ang sabi po ni Malascan, siya ay naniniwala na we will remain in this high growth trajectory. Sana nga naman. Baliscan said China's reopening was sure to be a boon for the Philippine economy while protecting the purchasing power of Filipinos and ensuring food security would remain priorities for the government.
Ayan, ako, tita. Ano ba masasabi mo dyan?
Ay, siyempre, napakaganda niyan dahil kahit na last quarter of the year na, sumubra tayo ng na-surpass natin yung expected growth range of 6.5% to 7.5%. So magaling na na pangyayari sa economic prosperity ng Pilipinas. Sana naman tumuloy-tuloy na yan. Tingnan natin kung anong mangyayari ngayong taon. 2023.
At saka, speaking of that din, kasi syempre, dahil palaging may flood sa atin. So, ang ating agriculture, kagaya ng nakaraang floods and rains, meron na namang 900 million peso na damage ang nangyari sa ating agriculture. Sabi nga sa inquiry. Diba?
Kaya mababa ang tinga natin galing sa mga nasalantang yan ng tubig at bagyo.
Oo. Speaking of that, tita, ang latest niyan ay 83 883 million. As of Wednesday daw po ang damage nangyari sa infrastructures. At saka agriculture pala. Diba? Okay. Or more than that. And the death toll stands at 39. 12 persons were injured and 5 others still missing. A total of 1,941,146 individuals or 475,983 families were affected by this weather disturbances. So, 1,780 houses were damaged, while impassable roads and bridges were at 27 and 15 respectively. So, di ba, grabe ang mga salanta talaga. Every year, lagi na lang may nangyayaring ganyan sa Philippines. Kasi nga, lagi nga tayong merong cyclone.
Bagyo. Oo, talagang tawag. Talagang typhoon, talagang grabe.
Mm-hmm. Isa po pong magandang balita, tita. Alam mo ba na Cebu Pacific po ay nagbabalik na?
Ah, very good.
Po, medyo nakaka-recover na, sabi yan ganun. In terms of commercial aviation, the Southeast Asia has been one of the slowest global regions to recover from pandemic. Backing that trend is the Philippine low-cost carrier Cebu Pacific, which yesterday declared that it will have restored 100% of its pre-COVID network in March. So, ano ibig sabihin yan, tita? So, babalik na po ang 34 domestic flights and 25 international routes by March. So, currently... LCC operates about 350 flights daily, getting closer to 380 to 420 it ran before the pandemic. Last 2022, Cebu Pacific carried nearly 15 million passengers, a massive
passengers.
Yes, from 3.3 million in 2021. Oh, di ba? Ang laki ng gap nun. So talagang medyo tumaas ang kanilang pasahero. Dahil din nag-open ang turismo sa Pilipinas. Maraming pumupunta sa Pilipinas, nagdo-domestic flight, di ba? So now, babalik na po ang mga Manila-Bangkok-Manila flight nila from 14 times weekly to 18 times weekly. Ang Manila-Brunei-Manila, Manila-Sydney-Manila, o di ba? 4 times weekly din po yan hanggang 5 times weekly starting sa March. At ang Manila-Guangzhou-Manila. So, yan po ang mga international flights na aabangan nyo po. So, kung gusto nyo, pwede kayo mag Sydney pala from here, tapos sumakay kayo ng Cebu Pacific. Pwede rin yung ganun.
Very good. At siguro mura-mura na pamasahe, baka mabawasan.
Likely, yun nga lang, hindi natin alam yung mga cargo, di ba? Yung kilos. But anyway, meron pa pong ilang ruta na i-recover fully ang Cebu Pacific. Yan po ang Manila-Melbourne-Manila. Ito po ay magsisimula sa March 26 yan. Ayan. At Manila-Macau-Manila. Manila-Shanghai-Manila. At Manila-Shenzhen-Manila. At Manila-Xiamen-Manila. Ayan, sa China naman yan. So, yan po ang mga antabayanan yung mga flight na ano, na maghahatid sa inyo ng sa mga gala, sa mga gustong mag-travel.
Mangilig mag-gala.
More. Yan nga po. Yan po ang isa sa magandang balita po mula po sa makaka-recover din ng ekonomiya ng Pilipinas. Diba? Yan nga ang sabi niya.
Oo, definitely.
Yan, dita. Okay naman ang Cebu Pacific. para naman din kasi siya, ano, Jetstar, di ba? So, syempre, pag mga low-cost carriers, talagang you'll just not expect a lot, di ba? Pero, it will take you to places. Yun nga, ano. Ayan ako, tita. At marami pa pong pag-aanapan ang nangyayari sa Pilipinas, tita. Kasi, di ba, ano... Ano ba ang ano ba dahil matatapos na ang Enero. So nag Chinese New Year din sa Pilipinas, 'di ba?
Oo, syempre, marami ding incheck doon eh.
Marami ding incheck, 'di ba? Pero ka pa bang babatiin, tita?
Sino na nga ba ang may mga birthday ngayong sa dami, baka makalimutan ko lahat, wag na lang.
Ayan. Ako binabati ko po si Ate Mimi Ricamunda ng PBC. Ayan. Nag-birthday siya nitong linggo na ito. Ayan. Sino ba?
Taga-Norture yan, si Mimi.
At talaga nga naman. Anyway, maraming salamat po at kayo nakikinig po ulit sa aming radio program na Samot Sari. Kung nais nyo pong magbigay ng inyong mga suggestion o gusto nyo pong maging anchor dito, you are most likely welcome talaga. Most welcome pala na maghatid sa amin ng inyong tugon or kung gusto niyo pong maging kapanayam dito sa aming balitaktakan, sumulat lang po kayo sa aming Samot Sari Facebook page or mag-email sa amin sa Samot Sari 104.6 planetfm@gmail.com.
At syempre pa po, kayong lahat na nagbe-birthday, saan man kayong ng lugar ng New Zealand o Pilipinas, binabati po namin kayo. Maalala ko pala ang isang magbe-birthday at magkakaroon ng concert sa Pilipinas yan. Ay walang iba kung hindi ang ating paboritong pari at singer na si Father Elric Corquilla. Birthday niya sa February 6. Holiday yun dito sa atin and holiday din sa kanila. Kaya ang concert ay February 5. And ang proceeds ay ipagagawa ng ceiling ng multipurpose building ng kanilang simbahan sa lantapan Bukidnon. Kaya yung pong gustong mag-donate po kayo. Napinin nyo si Father Elric Facebook at makita ninyo ang kanyang contact dyan. February 5 po yung concert sa Lantapan Malaybalay Bukidnon. Ayan. At siyempre pa, ang birthday niya ay February 6. 45 na po si Father Elric.
Nako, bata pa yan.
Mm-mm. Bata oo. Pa, oo. Matagal pang magsisirbi yan.
Ayan, malapit na naman po tayo matapos, tita.
Oo nga, maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat, sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samot Sari Philippine Cultural Program. At siyempre pa hanggang sa muli. Yan nga po ay sa Linggo, February 6. Hindi, February 5 pala. Marinig po ninyo kaming muli. Magandang gabi po at maraming salamat na muli.
Thank you po at paalam.
Bini, alam mo ba kung paano nahulog sa'yo? Naramdaman lang bigla ng puso. Aking sanda, ikaw lang nagparamdam. Sa akin ang tumatakbo sa isip mo. Kung mahal mo na
3 years na ako dito sa New Zealand. Isa akong dati art director sa Pilipinas for an advertising agency and sa GMA. Marami akong sinubukan nga rito ang gawin, so, pero hindi nawala yung passion ko for arts. Malaking bagay yung napasok akong pintor dito na natutunan ko yung how to prep a wall, yung mga masking, ganun. So, naisip ko yung matranslate yung passion ko sa arts sa paggawa ng mural. Marami rito mga art contest. So, binibigyan nila ng chance yung mga budding artists o local artists. Parang gagawa ko for community. Unang contest na sinalihan ko is for chorus. So, yung chorus cabinet, pinapapintahan nila yun ng mural. Sumali ko, trinay ko, ang sarap. Nanalo ako. Nandun yun sa may Y-Row, sa may Diana Drive. Mga natutunan ko as a painter, na-apply ko siya. Yung second project ko, nakilala ko yung Auckland Council anti-graffiti group. Binigyan nila ako ng project, binigyan nila ako ng chance to paint a pedestrian underpass. Ito. Kasi ang pangit nito dati, ang dumi, puro vandal. So, naging part ako ng project na to. Kinontract nila ako for mural.
Makakatuwa nga kasi habang pinipain ko to, dumadaan sila, oh, that's me, no, that's us. Ganun sila, nakakatuwa.